A bill to include Iowa family caregivers in hospital discharge plans, the 2018 Iowa Care Act, has been introduced this year at the state capitol, but time is running out to get it passed. A broad coalition of Iowa groups is urging state lawmakers to get the job done this session. Tony Vola with the Older Iowans Legislature says,
"The 2018 Iowa Care Act is a no-cost, common-sense step to adopt a minimum standard of support for family caregivers when their loved ones go into the hospital and as they transition back home. In states where similar laws are in place, health care providers report benefits for family caregivers and a reduction in unnecessary rehospitalizations."
Iowa is one of only 14 states without a law like the 2018 Iowa Care Act already in effect. Stacy Freeland with the American Heart Association's Midwest affiliates says,
"Many Iowa hospitals work to provide the best possible care for their patients, but too many of Iowa's family caregivers from across the state are not involved in receiving instruction about the medical tasks they need to perform.
50% of Iowa's family caregivers report not receiving instructions prior to patient discharge. Chuck Betts from Keokuk says,
"Last year, my wife and I cared for our adult daughter following major surgery. We quickly realized that we didn't receive the instruction we needed from the hospital to perform medical tasks for her at home, like cleaning the wound and handling multiple medications at the right times."
317,000 Iowans are family caregivers, providing unpaid care for their loved ones that's valued at about $3.8 billion annually. Kent Sovereign with AARP Iowa says,
"Even healthcare provider groups who had concerns about the 2018 Iowa Care Act have agreed to this latest version of the House bill. Iowa's caregiving families are counting on their state lawmakers to pass this consensus language this legislative session."
To learn more, visit aarp.org/IACareAct2018.